Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of In Love. I'm so happy that you've tuned in to listen as we share today about burnout. So I'm joined by my assistant today, Sister Alicia Green.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Sister Nicole. I'm excited to talk about this topic today. So, we both felt like it was a really important thing to discuss because from my personal experience, just in the type of work that I do, and I'm sure Sister Nicole, you have seen it as well. There's a lot going on in terms of people burning out. We see it in our personal lives. A lot of people have probably experienced it at least once, whether it's at work or in different other circumstances. It's affecting so many people.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, we're living in a very fast-paced society. It's like go, go, go all the time, and people just are finding it hard to even carve out any time to relax and take breaks, and they're overworked and overtired.
It's also the normalization of it seems to be getting pretty high to a point where it's almost like by the time that we realize that we've gone too far, it's when we're either sick or there's something drastic that happens in our life and that forces us to rethink our lifestyle or choices. As children of God, and even for anyone who's not saved, we have to keep remembering that God values our life so much. He values our well-being. Yes, there's the need to sacrifice in life, but we also have basic human needs, which is to eat, sleep, rest. Rest is also up there. So,
Yes.
yeah.
And I often say that, rest is actually productive, right? Sometimes we think that it's the opposite. Like if I do as much as I can and, fit in as much as I can fit in, then I'll get ahead or I'll be more productive. But actually, when you take time to rest and fill up your cup, you see that you have even more energy to do the things that you want to do the things that you're passionate about, to do the things that you're excited about, or even do the things that you must do, right? You have the energy to do them. So definitely rest is up there.
So how about we start just by going over quickly what is the concept of burnout, for anyone who doesn't know. So this was a term that was coined by the psychologist Herbert Freudenberger in the 1970s, which he defined as a consequence of several stressors in life. Mainly, he associated with people working in the helping profession, such as doctors and nurses at the time. Of course, now we recognize that it could be anyone could be impacted by it in different facets of their life. But essentially, it's an accumulation of stress where there's an extreme pressure to the point where the person feels exhausted, empty, and unable to cope. And basically burns out. Some of the symptoms that indicate that you're in the process of experiencing this is if you're starting to feel fatigue more than usual, it can even manifest itself through physical pain, especially gastrointestinal problems. So if your digestive system's starting to act up all of a sudden in a period of a stressful time in your life, that could be an indication as well. It could go as far as feeling numb, like just a constant apathy to what is going on around you. You don't find yourself really reacting to things that should trigger something, more than maybe just being a little bit more deadpan is what we would call it.
Or being on autopilot, kind of like just going through the motions.
Exactly. also having a more cynical perspective on things, having decreased emotional control, like if you find yourself crying more all of a sudden, being more easily angered, irritated, and even cognitively, so experiencing trouble concentrating or like having issues with your memory, being more scattered brained.
I imagine too, maybe even having trouble like sleeping and restlessness might also manifest itself.
Yes, indeed, sleeping as well could very well be affected in that process. And also, we just want to disclose that it does could trickle into a medical diagnosis. So symptoms of burnout can also be related to mental illnesses like depression, anxiety disorders, or chronic fatigue syndrome, and even physical illnesses. So of course, if you're experiencing those symptoms, please go see your doctor so that they could diagnose you properly. But as far as the term burnout goes, there isn't, it's not exactly clear yet in the science what it is and how it can be diagnosed. It's also not a possible to say how common it is, just because the parameters around the terminology is not fully defined yet.
Or even all of the criterias, like how do we say that all of these criterias amount to a burnout? One doctor might say it's this, another doctor might say it's that, you know?
Yes. Speaking of which, just note really quickly that some symptoms of a burnout can also occur in depression. So the extreme exhaustion, feeling down, feeling reduced performance, these are typically symptoms of depression, but they can also come from a burnout. But there are characteristics of a burnout that are more specific. So they're usually more work-related, for example, versus in depression, it's more so negative thoughts and feeling, not only about work, but in other areas of your life. So, yeah. Well, Nicole, that leads me to going through how can a burnout manifest itself in different areas of our lives.
Oh yes, and I think again, all those who are listening, you might have identified it for yourself, or you know someone who has kind of seen burnout, or experienced burnout or felt it and just kind of felt maybe powerless in that moment. Like I have so many things to do. How am I going to juggle all of this? How do I balance all of this? I'm tired, I'm exhausted, working from, let's say you're doing like a 7 to 3 and then you have to do another 3 to 11, or it can be super, super intense. So yeah, let's hear more about how burnout can kind of manifest itself in our everyday lives.
Well, I can start off on the aspect of work just because I see it a lot. I work in the field of disability case management, and I also work in the corporate field, so it really can manifest itself if you find yourself placing high standards to meet all expectations that your superior place on you, even despite circumstances changing around you. So having a decreased staff, having increased volume of work, if you're finding yourself wanting to maintain a steady performance without taking into consideration that there are things that are out of your control, and you find it hard to detach, that is a way that you can trickle down into a burnout, because it's like you keep accelerating and accelerating, and you're like, yeah, well, we're good. We're finding new ways to accommodate, right? Sometimes feeling valued based on what you produce and provide, and having people-pleasing tendencies can also direct you more down that lane, because it becomes a little bit harder to say no and to set limitations in terms of work hours. So you might find yourself doing a lot of overtime. And of course, overtime to an extreme amount can only be sustained for so long, right? So.
Exactly. And I think people, depending on what your lifestyle is like, not only at work, but also if you have a family, if you're involved, in other things, if you're involved with the church, if you're, volunteering, like all of these things combined, I think can be difficult, right, to manage for some people. And I think, I know we said it before, but again, if you're feeling like you are going through those symptoms of burnout and you're feeling extremely fatigued, it's important to listen to your body, and listen to yourself. Oftentimes, sometimes when you are going through a burnout, you also feel like, I have to do everything myself. Like, I have to, there's nobody else. I have to do this all on my own. And I have to do it as soon as possible. I have to get through this, right? And you're not necessarily leaning on others or asking others for help. You're kind of taking on everything on your own. Yeah, so I think it's important to be aware of that too. Like, am I not seeking help when I need help? Am I not seeking assistance when I need assistance?
We can touch a little bit more in the aspect of family and the church, but just back to performance and work, even I would even say as a student, but I know it's not easy because when you're in the academic field, depending on what achievements that you're trying to get through, it's so easy to burn out because everything is competitive. The workload in school,
Yes.
even it gets harder. It has gotten harder and harder with time, like high school. Back in the day was different than high school now. If you're post and post-secondary education, it's so common to be doing pulling all-nighters, and I did it when I was a student.
Same, same. So, and it was not fun. And you can feel so drained. You're taking like 5, 6 classes, it's exam period, like you're trying to study for all these classes, and it can be too much. And everybody around you maybe seems to be like getting through it, no problem. But for you, like it might be harder. And yes, I mean, if you can push through and you'll try to, use your studying tactics to be able to, plan ahead and study ahead and all of that. But I think the point that we're trying to make is like, if you feel like you're about to crash, not to ignore that and to seek help, right? Ask your teachers maybe if you can get an extension, go see your doctor. The message is that, it's important for you to take care of yourself. And I think that's also what God would want too. He wouldn't want to see you run yourself, into the ground either, right? So it's important to be in prayer, to talk to him. And if you feel like this is too much and you're really feeling like it's unbearable, it's becoming unbearable, I think it would be wise not to ignore that.
Yes, and I know it's easier said than done. It is so difficult
For
to
sure.
like detach, change the way that your eyes are fixated on something because sometimes you have an objective, you have an agenda, and in your head it's like I cannot sleep unless I get everything done. I know how it is, and I think it's a very common issue. But we'll talk a little bit further down about that a little bit more. But just continue along that same line of different ways it can manifest itself. Also in the family, I was thinking in instances where maybe we're trying to achieve what would be known as the perfect image of a perfect family. So maybe sometimes we enroll our children in too many activities at the same time, and so find ourselves running up and down, trying to get the children to different practices in the same week, and it could also lead
Oh
to a
yeah.
burnout
Yeah,
because it.
it for sure. It can be really, really intense. And I think, part of it too is like wanting to be strong and wanting to keep everything together and keep the tires rolling and everything. But especially the family, you have to take care of the home, you have to take care of the kids, and you want to do everything. But I think you have to listen to yourself. If one evening, like, you're so exhausted and you really cannot get those dishes, done before you go to bed, between you getting your rest and the dishes, I mean, it's not the same for everybody, but I personally would get the rest and do the dishes in the morning if I'm feeling so drained and so tired from the day. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, like it's it in the family and running a family, especially if you're like a single parent. I myself am a single parent. Like, there's a lot of things that you have to manage, and the only way that I am able to do all that I do is because I take time to rest, right? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. For some reason, thinking about family, I thought about the Proverbs 31 woman, in the sense where I feel like, personally, I feel like that would be me in the future if God bless me with the opportunity to become a mother and a wife. I feel like I would lean towards trying to do everything perfectly and self-sacrifice and
And there's nothing wrong with trying to like live up to that and trying to, that's the ideal woman. You know what I mean? She's doing
It
everything. She's running a business. She's cooking for her husband. She's doing everything. And my favorite line, in all of that is like, she laughs, she laughs when she thinks about the future. Like there's no fear in her. She's fearless, right? And I think there's nothing wrong with having that as an aspiration, but in our everyday lives, I think that when we evaluate everything, we look at everything that we're doing and we talk to God and we're saying, Abba Father, like I'm really, really tired. Like I think it's okay to say that I can't do all of this. Like he already knows you. He already knows how he made you, how he created you, how much you can handle. And I think that, it's okay to be honest and say, you know what, I'm really overly tired. I feel like I can't do this anymore, and I'd like to start thinking about a different way to do this, or how you can strengthen me to do this, or is there another way that I can manage so that I'm not feeling so burnt out, because the worst thing you would want is, for something medically to happen to you, that the stress really gets to you or the fatigue really gets to you, and then you end up getting sick. So yeah.
Yeah, because we still do live in a fast-paced society. So, yeah, that's a good point, because there's nothing wrong. I mean, I think we should all aspire to be like the Proverbs 31 woman, or for men, the Timothy man. I forgot the specific chapter, but in the Timothy, it talks about the importance of a husband to provide for his family and secure his family. But we do live in a very fast-paced society, so just to take that into consideration as well.
Definitely, definitely.
What about the church? Serving in your church, being part of ministries, volunteering. I think it can manifest itself as well, maybe if you're in a if you're involved in overlapping ministries where like the scheduling becomes hectic,
Yeah,
for example.
definitely.
And also maybe like if you find yourself overpromising things and kind of finding yourself stuck or backed into a corner, like, oh, I really need some time off, but I said I was going to do XYZ in the
Yeah.
spur of the moment.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's not the greatest. I think it's obviously not the greatest feeling. But again, like I think that prior to engaging in whatever you're going to engage in the church, at work, or wherever, before you raise your hand and say yes, because some of us are like, you know, anything, we're going to raise our hand and we're going to say yes, I'll do it. But I think that if you know, right, and you've done that reflection and you've seen that like you already have a lot on your plate, you see that you are already kind of manifesting, or there's been evidence of this like burnout, you're feeling super, super fatigued, you know, then it might be wise for you to say no, you know, and to say at this time I can't do it. And it doesn't make you any less than, you know, a person. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person or, you know, anything like that, you know, whether it's at work or with your family. Sometimes we see it in the family too. Like there's one person that's always being called on for specific things, and like everybody goes to that one person. Like, but if that person is really feeling like they're tired and they're not doing well and they're fatigued, like I think it's important to be able to say, although I would really want to, I can't right now because I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of my well-being. And
Absolutely. And the next thing, well, this leads us down the different strategies that we can use to hope, well, more optimally prevent it, but also manage it if it's happening in the moment. Maybe to piggyback off what you were saying in terms of if you're a family member that's highly dependent on, or a member in your church of your church whom people look up to and tend to gravitate to ask for help and advice and such. Maybe just recognizing that saying no, it's not necessarily a bad thing when you go about it in a graceful way. Because most people will understand if you tell them, like, I would really like to do this for you, but I'm really fatigued, or I need some time, or maybe if you don't want to say no, maybe you can offer an alternative, or maybe delegate. You know, I think could be another
Exactly.
option instead of
Exactly.
wanting to take on the full burden of things. And just maybe being at peace with the fact that people will still love you if you say no.
Exactly. If that's the reason why you're like, you know, because I guess it's, you know, it can be different for everybody, but like I agree. I think that, you know, you prayed about it, you spoke to God about it, you know, before any decision we make or before we do anything, we should be consulting with God for the little things and for the big things. And if you've consulted with him, you've spoken to him, and it's like, you know, maybe I can do it, but not at this exact time. Maybe I can do it later, maybe then no, nobody's going to well, actually, we can't control that. Maybe they will be upset with
Maybe.
you. Maybe some will, maybe some won't. But at the end of the day, you know your intent, you know your heart was in the right place. You know what I mean? And you know that like you were doing at that moment what you believed to be true, and you consulted with God about it. You know what I mean? So people might get upset, especially if they're used to you always agreeing and saying yes to something. And, you know, but I think that, yeah, if you are feeling like you're having those symptoms of burnout, you're feeling more fatigued, you're something has changed in you, then you shouldn't keep agreeing and keep going. You know, if it's impacting your health.
Yes, And a caveat to that would be, well, what about the concept of having to deny oneself as followers of Christ, take up our cross and follow Christ, like Matthew chapter 16, verse 20 says. But again, just remember that your basic human needs, so you can deny yourself and still meet your basic human needs. They still need to be met. I mean, when Elijah was running away from Jezebel, I think it was an angel who had provided him with bread or something. Like he still needed to eat. So burnout is really linked to the need of rest. So again, if you feel like you're having a hard time putting together if it's hard for you to make that to sorry, I'm losing my
No, but I think the example that you used, citing First Kings, I believe it was First Kings chapter 19, verses 4 to 8, where Elijah, says himself he went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and he sat down under that juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and cruse of water in his at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength that the meat that the strength of that meat for meat 40 days and 40 nights onto Horeb, the mount of God. So yes, he did need more nourishment, he did need time to rest. He was feeling suicidal, he was feeling like he wanted to end his life. So, I think again, it just reminds us, one, to call upon God, and two, that it's okay. Like, we're humans, right? We're not God, so we're gonna need that strength to be able to get through day by day.
Absolutely, and rest is to be valued. God wants this for you. He even commands it as well. So think about it. We're not above what God is commanding for us as our basic needs. So maybe if that could help you just shift perspective, if it's hard for you to let go, and because you want to be able to experience peace while setting a boundary. So yeah, just an encouragement to think about that. It's for the greater good, really and
Definitely.
truly. You can't
Definitely.
help nobody if
Definitely.
you're like in jeopardy. Yeah. And another tip would be to take your vacation and book it in advance. So if you're a worker and you're just like, you put vacation in the last, in like in the bottom of your list, please don't do that. It's not worth it. I did it once. It's not worth it.
No, I think it's super important. And vacation, you can define the vacation how you want to define your vacation, right? This could be you going away to another country, to another place, to a beach, on a cruise, whatever. But it could also be you taking time to do nothing, taking time to rest, watch your favorite show, to have a staycation, to be out in nature. I think the part of it is that you're working so hard. It's okay to enjoy it a little bit, and I think that would also help to prevent burnout if you're regularly having moments where you are spending time doing things you enjoy, and you're resting and you're unwinding and you're feeling free and enjoying the fruits of your labor and all that God has given, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful life, right? But if we're always working and we're always tired, and how can we enjoy it?
Absolutely. Even scheduling some time to slow down. Again, I keep repeating that we live in a very fast-paced society. It's not really beneficial, but that's a different topic. But just taking the time to slow down, be present in the moment, take in what is around you, like go for a walk, just observe nature, listen to the sounds of the animals. Like these are all things that you need to do as human beings to be grounded. Even to be able to like maintain your relationship with God, it's difficult to do it when you're always on the go. It is really difficult to even acknowledge, I find for me, at least
Yeah,
personally, and
no,
I've heard other
definitely.
people say it as well, like just spiritually, it's hard to be spiritually in tune when you're on autopilot.
All of the time, and just work, 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 and never taking any time to like really be in awe of the glory and the beauty of God.
Your
I
mind,
100% agree. Yeah.
Your mind actually does need to have time to be present, because if you're always in the past or future, it actually consumes a lot of energy. Just like scientifically speaking, if you're constantly thinking about tomorrow or ruminating on the past, it consumes mental energy, versus if you're present in the moment. So you actually burn so much energy by not being present in the moment. Like if we're talking about just from a pure scientific basis, like so
Being in the now, being in the present, listening to yourself, listening to your needs, and first and foremost, listening to God and spending time with Him, super, super important, in preventing burnout. So thank you so, so much. Thank you for preparing. I don't know if you have any last thoughts or any last words to give to the audience.
Okay, there's just one last thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just also wanted to mention to pay attention to your body. So like breathing properly, like if you notice that you have trouble taking in a proper breath, like go get a massage, like go release the tensions in your muscle. All of these things are important to metabolizing stress. So
In deep breath in and a deep breath out,
they
right?
sound cliche. These things, you hear them all the time. You think, oh, it's just some, it sounds like a fantasy La La Land thing, but it's actually real. Like your body does store stress physically, and it creates like a loophole, like a cyclical effect, to where the muscles get tense, and the more tense the muscles are, the more it stimulates your nervous system, the more it activates that overdrive, that flight or fight mechanism. So just be very aware that what you hear when people say taking deep breaths, relaxing, getting a massage, it's not a privilege, it's a need. You need to do it. Doctor's orders.
Thank you so much, Sister Alicia. I'm so happy that we brought this topic forward, and I hope that those who are listening were blessed by it. We don't want any of you to experience a burnout. So these are just a few tips and strategies to be able to manage it better, to be able to identify it. Just continue to take care of yourself. And if you do not have a home church, you are more than welcome at Rehoboth
Yes.
Church of God. We're located in Montreal at 4874 Grand Boulevard. If you're in the area and you're looking for a home, you are more than welcome to come to our services. So I end the way I always end with 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, which says, "Let all that you do, let everything that you do be done in love." Thank you so much. Take care, everybody.